Good morning. You're probably seeing the headlines, right? Senator Elizabeth Warren has publicly accused SEC Chair Paul Atkins of potentially misleading Congress regarding the Securities and Exchange Commission's enforcement data.
That is a significant development. This accusation marks a pivotal moment in the ongoing conflict between regulatory bodies and political oversight, raising critical questions about transparency, accountability, and the future of financial rulemaking in the United States.
It really feels like the core of the allegation centers on the integrity of enforcement data.
Warren suggests that Chair Atkins may have been deliberately attempting to mislead lawmakers about the actual scope and nature of the SEC's enforcement activities.
Is it just a mistake? This data typically includes the number of investigations launched, the total value of penalties collected, and the specific types of violations being pursued.
Warren's characterization implies a level of intent beyond simple bureaucratic error, suggesting a strategic decision to minimize the perceived activity of the enforcement division.
That could be done to appease the administration or reduce political pressure.
Transparency in regulation is fundamental to effective governance.
Exactly. When investors understand how active the regulator is, they can better assess market risks.
For instance, knowledge of crackdowns on pump-and-dump schemes or insider trading is vital for maintaining market integrity.
Conversely, if an agency appears quiet when it should be loud, it can lead to unchecked misconduct.
Warren's push for accurate reporting aligns with her long-standing advocacy for stronger consumer protections and her frequent concerns about the financial industry's influence on regulators.
But we have to talk about the politics here. This dynamic highlights how deeply political polarization has infiltrated the regulatory process.
Paul Atkins was appointed as SEC chair by former President Donald Trump.
His appointment was welcomed by Republicans hoping for a business-friendly regulatory environment, but drew ire from Democrats prioritizing stricter oversight.
Senator Warren, a prominent Democrat, represents the view that the current administration is rolling back protections or failing to act aggressively enough against financial fraud.
It really shows how charged the atmosphere is.
When a Republican appointee is accused of downplaying enforcement efforts by a Democrat, it signals that the agency is operating under a specific political mandate that critics disagree with.
The fallout from this dispute could have tangible effects on the market.
Investor confidence relies heavily on trust in regulatory institutions.
If the public perceives that the SEC is withholding information, trust could erode.
Potential consequences include increased scrutiny from lawmakers and watchdog groups regarding the agency's reporting methods, market volatility due to uncertainty about regulatory crackdowns, particularly in sectors like crypto and biotech, and potential legal challenges if misleading Congress is substantiated.
As this controversy unfolds, attention is focused on the House Financial Services Committee and the Senate Banking Committee.
These bodies possess the authority to summon the SEC chair for testimony and demand clarification on the enforcement data in question.
Whether the claims are proven true or eventually dismissed, the event underscores the fragility of the current regulatory regime.
The financial world is watching to see if the SEC will stand firm on its reported data or shift policy to satisfy congressional demands.
For now, the debate over the SEC's integrity remains unresolved, with significant implications for the financial sector.